This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
We're going to talk about a number of things. We're going to talk about the Affordable Health Care Act. We're going to talk about that with James Farley, a true expert. We're also going to chat about that in the next segment briefly with Martha Bonetta. Martha is a very interesting woman. I want to start out chatting with Martha about things that are mundane to some people, but very definitely not mundane if you are a constitutionalist, number one, and a conservative, number two, and that's called property rights. Martha is the executive vice president back in Arlington, located back in Arlington. It is an organization that was started by Ronald Reagan, President Ronald Reagan. Tell us about your organization, first of all, if you would, Martha.
Sure. Well, it's such a joy to be on your show. I am a native Virginian and grew up in a family where my mom and my dad had the Ronald Reagan Shrine in our home, and it's such a privilege for me now to be the executive vice president of Citizens for the Republic. And many listeners may remember Citizens for the Republic because it was Ronald Reagan's original PAC. He created this in 1977. And our mission is to continue Ronald Reagan's vision for America, which includes limited government. It includes the free market. It includes individual responsibility, entrepreneurialism, and I could go on and on. And it's such a privilege to be able to be a part of this incredible organization. We also have something called the Sunlight Project, and what the Sunlight Light Project's mission is to shine a light on corruption. And we tackle many different issues. Some of them right now include, you know, the fake news media, for example. Also, subsidies that are, you know, really the American taxpayers are, you know, their hard-earned money is being used for subsidies, for example, for Elon Musk and Tesla. And these things need to be brought to the surface, and we need to shine a light on them. And that's what we're doing with the Sunlight Project. We are also following and pushing for real tax reform. You know, we haven't had a balanced budget since Ronald Reagan, and that's something that's near and dear to every American's heart, and of course right now repealing and replacing Obamacare.
Okay, we're going to talk about that in the next segment. I feel very strongly about that also, as our regular listeners are aware. But I'm also very interested in the concept of property rights.
Yes.
Because of what's going on in the area of the country that I live right now. It's a very big issue up here. You had a bit of a run-in when you and your family purchased the farm that you're living on right now. Tell us about that, and tell us how you solved the challenges.
Well, you know, I had a really simple childhood dream. It was my childhood dream to grow up and have a farm in Virginia, to live the American dream. And in 2006, purchased a Liberty Farm. I can't take the credit for calling it Liberty Farm because it's been called that since the 1800s, and started farming. And had no idea that we would encounter so much overregulation, so much abuse of authority, and had no idea that everything we had worked for and sacrificed to create this working family farm, we had to put the infrastructure in. There really wasn't anything in place when we purchased it. And to sacrifice so much and to work so hard and then to literally be shut down. And before we were shut down, I've been in the battle for about 10 years. The government did some pretty egregious things, and they were working hand in hand with a environmental group, a quote land trust, and that was acting hand in hand with realtors that wanted our family farm. And to tell you it's devastating, it would be an understatement. And to know that there are Americans, hardworking Americans, all over our country, that every day wonder whether or not, you know, their property rights are going to be taken from them, infringed upon. It's near and dear to my heart. It's I've made it my lifelong mission to fight to protect our property rights because, let's face it, you know, freedom stands on the shoulders of property rights. It really does.
Well, there's no question.
You know, as Americans, as Americans, to have the ability to own and possess land and to be able to enjoy that land as we see fit without the government or these NGOs coming in and taking away our property rights, telling us what we can and can't do. And it is, you know, the ability to own and possess property is at the foundation of being an American. And we're seeing time and time again the overregulation and abuse that's taking away those rights. I mean, we don't have to go far. You know, in my case, they came after me for having a birthday party for 8 10-year-old little girls in my barn in January. And they called it an event.
Can I interrupt you just for a second?
Sure.
You actually had a birthday party, and the girls were only 8 or 10, and it was in a barn. There's something,
yes.
Something smells about that.
Well, you know, it's unbelievable. I mean, here's what I've learned from this. When the bad guys want your property, when they want to take away your freedom and your liberty on your land, they don't have to take it through eminent domain. You know what they can do? They can over-regulate you to death off your land.
How does the trend do that to you? How did they try to do that to you?
Well, I'll tell you, we own the land. It's a working farm. It's been farmed for hundreds of years in a agricultural district in a right to farm state, which, by the way, agriculture is our number one industry in the Commonwealth. So one would think that if you purchase a working farm that's zoned for farming, you would be able to farm, wouldn't you think?
You know, I mean, call me simplistic, but it just makes sense to me.
Right. That's what my family thought, too. And little did we know that we were buying a property that the environmentalists had sunk their teeth into. And they were working hand in hand, which happens often with a lot of these NGOs. They get real cozy with the local authorities. And in my case, some realtors that wanted our farm. And so they decided they would get together and conspire to force my family off of this farm. And the horrendous, I think the laundry list, and I'll just give you some of them, that my family suffered. We received a notice shutting our farm down, advising us that we had had a birthday party for 8 10-year-old little girls. So we had had a quote, and they called that an event. Let me specify. They called that an event. And that event would require a site plan, special exception permit, full-blown hearings that would cost my family hundreds of thousands of dollars, a site plan on our farm, the legal fees, everything that went into it, in order to have what they were calling an event.
Well, I would guess that the reason their rationale was probably because you had Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band there, and you didn't announce that.
Right. Well, you know, it's as an American as apple pie. Little, you know, 8 10-year-old little girls, you know, seeing newborn lamb for the first time in a barn and opening up birthday presents. I mean, you know, if we're going to regulate that, there's something really wrong with our country. And it turns out that in my case, this was an attempt to force us off our land. We have, you know, the hubris. They actually documented everything in writing, where you know, we've got one of the local officials saying, you know, get her for anything you can, and find anything you can against her. And they had this. They sent, you know, sheriffs to my farm, deputies to interrogate students from a university that were there to learn where their food came from. They came to learn that they weren't compensated. They wanted to learn where their food came from. They helped us repair fences, helped me with my harvest, planting. And they lined them up on the side of the street, took their names and phone numbers, wanted to know what they were doing there. Again, just harassment. They had no authority. The officials had no authority to be doing that. And, you know, they went out of their way to inspections that would just make you you know, really wonder what country we're living in. We had inspectors come in and photograph my laundry, demand to get on my chair to look in my attic space to see what I had in there. They photographed our bathrooms and our toilets and
Mrs. Bonetta, we need to take a quick commercial break, only for 30 seconds, and that's for our listeners, for our stations, so they can run their commercials at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, Martha Bonetta is one of the most interesting people who I have had the privilege of interviewing on this show in a long time. I would like you all to stick around. And remember, we're going to be right back continuing the saga.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
The Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Come back, continuing our discussion with Martha Bonetta. We're talking about property rights. May have a little bit of time in this segment to talk also about her organization's stance on Obamacare. But continue your story, Mrs. Bonetta, if you would, because I got to tell you, That is fascinating.
Well, it's egregious, and it's un-American, and it's I could go through the whole litany of everything that was done. One of the other outrageous acts was that this environmental group actually wanted to install 24/7 video surveillance cameras to spy on my family to see what we were doing at all hours of the day and who was coming to visit us on our farm. And I think that for me, what happened to me is so egregious and so outrageous, and yet it's happening all over our country. And I said before is very true. If the government or one of these NGOs, they want your property, they can overregulate you and literally harass you off your land by taking away your rights and your freedom to enjoy your property. And that's certainly what happened to us. I wouldn't wish it on anyone because, instead of being able to enjoy the fruit of our labor, really the American dream, we spent 10 years fighting every single day to protect our right. And ultimately we passed two bills in the Virginia legislature. The first one is, I'm humbled, it's called the Bonetta Bill. And designed to protect farmers and show that if you're farming on your land, you're farming. And you don't have to live in fear, farm in fear of wondering when the government, the local government is going to come in and require you to pay all of these fees and jump through all these hoops and smack you with all of these miles and miles of red tape to really interfere with your ability to farm. And the second bill, and this one is very important. Before my family purchased this farm, we didn't even know about the, radical environmental agenda or about what a land trust does or is. And it turns out that these groups have really no accountability, transparency, or oversight. And yet they lord over land all across our great nation. And in my case, this group was conspiring with the county and with these realtors, and we had no ability, there was no relief. There was nowhere to go short of litigation. And as you can imagine, if you're a working farm, that's devastating. The idea that this group is given all of this authority, and yet they're not even subject to the Freedom of Information Act because they're not a government agency, but yet they benefit from our hard-earned tax dollars, was absolutely outrageous. And so what the bill in Virginia does is it allows for accountability, some transparency, and some oversight by having if a farmer or a landowner has a dispute with these, with these ordained land trusts, they can go before forum and be heard, before public forum. And that's really important because up until now, they could terrorize, harass, violate your rights, abuse their authority. I mean, the litany of things that they did was just so horrendous, and yet there was nowhere to go short of litigation. And they have unlimited resources to spend on legal fees and so forth. So this was really critical. And in my case, what made it a little bit more, outrageous and egregious is that at the time we purchased this farm, and again, this goes back to these groups have no accountability, transparency, or oversight. And they claimed that my farm was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to own a historic piece of Virginia land. Well, if you're from Virginia, almost every inch of Virginia in some way, shape, or form has some, somebody could claim some sort of historic significance to only because of our history. And so in this case, what made it unique was that they claimed that Stonewall Jackson himself bivouacked on our farm before the Battle of Manassas. And they claimed they went to the lengths of even saying in a very specific, particular spot on our farm. And so, we felt very blessed and grateful for the opportunity to have a piece of Virginia history, really American history. My father served our country. He loves America, loves Virginia. We were just so proud and grateful as a family. So we purchased this farm. Lo and behold, to find out there is no historical evidence anywhere that Stonewall Jackson himself was ever on our farm. And so that's just another example of this bait and switch, the authority that these groups are given to wave a magic wand and create a historical significance. And why is that important? Because they use that historical significance to limit and hinder the free use and free will of people to use their property the way they want to. And that's why we need legislative reform on a national basis. This program needs to be revamped. it needs to be really gutted, because power is given to individuals that have their own agendas. And at the end of the day, what my family experienced on our working family farm had nothing to do with the environment or conservation. Instead, it was a land grab. They wanted our land, and they were willing to do anything to get it. And if it meant harming our family, that was fine by them.
Can you define they?
This involved this land trust, realtors, and my county. And the reason why they were able to use my county is because one of the board of supervisors was also on the executive board of directors of this land trust. And frankly, he should have recused himself about any decision-making on my property because he had a conflict of interest. And, of course, that never happened. And 10 years later, we've been in, you know, battling this out. And I can tell you from my heart that I know the pain and suffering that farmers and ranchers are experiencing in your part of the country. I know what it's like. I know what it's like to wake up every morning and say my prayers and wonder, what are they going to do to me next? And it's a feeling that no American should have to experience, because, you know, running a farm, running a ranch, it's a small business. It's the American dream. It's entrepreneurial. It's hard work. And, you know, the biggest fear that we should have as farmers or concern is, you know, what's the weather going to be like? Is there going to be end rot? Are we going to have enough water? You know, how are the crops doing? How's the livestock? It shouldn't be, you know, what terrifying act is the government or an environmental group or an NGO going to do to take away my property rights or take away my farm?
You know, I got to tell you what I find to be really interesting about that. That is a fascinating story. And where I have to give you and your family so much credit is the fact that you did not lie down and roll over, for lack of better terms. As you mentioned in the first segment, the Bonetta bill was passed, which protects now people like yourself. I give you all the credit in the world for seeing that to its fruition. Martha Bonetta, it's been a real pleasure having you on the show. You are, in my opinion, what America is all about. And I just find it to be absolutely amazing that another side of this particular argument even exists, because it's ridiculous. It should not exist. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a real quick break here for a commercial. We're going to be back with James Farley, medical expert, medical provider, medical insurance expert. We're going to talk a little bit about the health care bill and what he feels is a solution to the Republican situation. And Martha and I are going to chat about this today. We're going to put that over until next week. This is Bonetta. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back to KER Politics. We're talking again about the Republican alternative to the Affordable Health Care Act. We're also going to touch a little bit on the original Affordable Health Care Act, the pros and cons of both the liberal version and the conservative version, because they have an awful lot of similarities, as Peggy Noonan brought out in the Wall Street Journal in her current editorial. Got James Farley with us. We're going to take two segments. We're going to get James' viewpoint on this. Why do I want James' viewpoint? Well, because he knows what he's talking about. James, real quick, give us some background on your 35 years of experience in this industry, would you?
35 years leading both on the payer side and delivery system side in large multi-state hospital physician delivery systems. And so my experience, I live in D.C., so I'm sort of grounded in both the politics and the delivery. I currently work with the National Advisory Board and help healthcare systems move from fee-for-service to more value-based economics to be more efficient in today's economy.
Okay, so having said that, let me say this. Number one, in doing a fair amount of reading between the last time you and I discussed this in our daily editorial, which was last Tuesday, and where we are today, there are clearly flaws in both systems. There's no question about that. And the conclusion, simplistically, that I came to is, well, maybe the only solution really is a single-payer system. Let's get your thoughts on all of this.
I want to give two points of background that are relevant for the discussion, and they both go back to the 1940s. In roughly 1945, we had World War II vets returning to the U.S., and the federal government wanted to incent employers to provide employment and health care for those individuals. They set up a model where they gave employers tax credits for employment and providing health care for them and their families. That was step number one. That worked so well that they applied that to giving tax credits to employers for providing health care for all employees, not just returning veterans. At the same time, what was happening in both the Congress at the time was a very lengthy debate about insurance as a concept, not just health insurance, but you know, health, life, dental, everything, and whether insurance should be legal or not. Was it a Ponzi scheme that allowed businesses to bank money, or was it actually a true public service investment? Those two things go hand in hand because they happened in the same time period. So, and at that time, there was, in fact, a public health care system that was ramped up in the 40s and lasted into the 60s. So you may recall we actually had public health hospitals, public health doctors, and delivery systems. And today we still run other forms of public delivery systems like the VA and others. But we collapsed the general public health system. That happened because the sort of the third leg of this public shift occurred, where either faith-based or academic hospitals were incented to take all patients who came to their emergency departments. And they were incented because they were given what was called Hill-Burton money to allow for capital expansion and capital growth of hospitals. By so doing, they opened the door for all patients to get all care through any hospital. That then opened the door for collapsing what was then the public health system, public hospitals and clinics, with probably one exception, which are psychiatric hospitals, which today there are still many of. Let me just take a pause there. So how can we address this? I actually believe we have had a 20-year social experiment already underway called Medicare Advantage. Medicare Advantage is a public-private partnership. The public part is people pay into, just like Social Security and other things, they're paying into in the form of a Medicare tax into a system. The private part is you buy a supplement that buys up your insurance for certain coverage, lower deduction or lower out-of-pocket costs, broadened services, et cetera. And you have varying options to buy up your expanded coverage because there are plans that partner with Medicare to provide those plans.
Well, as an example, just to make this perfectly understandable for everybody, probably not the least of which is me, and that is that Kathy and I have Medicare. Our supplement happens to be with your old employer, Kaiser, and we pay extra, obviously, to a certain extent. It is somewhat minimal in the total scheme of things, but that's right. In addition to Medicare, we also have Kaiser Advantage, which gives us a bit better care than simply Medicare. Now, how's that working
so
out?
As a grand social experiment, it's working very well. The delivery system is incented to make sure that you have the right care and that you're satisfied with that care, but they're also incented to manage the cost of the care in such a way that at the end of the day, they actually will be able to make money on delivering the care. They do not get paid per episode of care. The delivery system gets paid what's referred to as a per member per month. They get a dollar allotment per for you and one for Kathy to provide comprehensive care for you when you have an acute need or whether a chronic need or even something that's post-acute, and to cover your medications, the entire delivery. The current system is actually based around being paid for episodes of care and incented around high technology, high cost care delivery because the incentive is around per increment of care, not caring for you holistically.
Now, it strikes me on the surface that this is working pretty well, and I think that where some factions are saying it's not working. It's not working and it's not going to work is, number one, there is a certain amount of discrepancy between the care that some people get, those who don't have an advantage system, those who, for whatever reason, can't afford or choose not to have the advantage system, they're going to get a different level of care than somebody with just Medicare. And that's, I think that is one of the issues here. The question that I would have is purely and simply, is a system like that really that dramatically different from what President Obama suggested during his term and now what President Trump is suggesting during his term, or I should say President Trump's advisors, to be perfectly accurate? Is it really that much difference? I see it as having a few differences, but I think what the Republicans are saying, and there's some, obviously some very, very negative feedback from this, but what the Republicans are saying, purely and simply, is that this system is going to run into a dead end, and we simply can't afford to do this indefinitely. Is that correct?
It's absolutely correct. We are over 17% of GDP is being spent on health care. It's driving businesses to bankruptcy. And so we cannot continue to do what we're doing. The current proposals, as well as the Obama proposal, does not fix that fundamental problem about how we're delivering on our social commitment to provide a level of basic health care to our citizens in an affordable way. So in the last segment, you asked me what I thought the solution was for a more simplified version.
And we are going to get into that. We need to take a real quick commercial break. Sorry to cut off your train of thought. Going to continue on in the next segment giving Mr. Farley's opinion on how this thing can be resolved. Ladies and gentlemen, after the commercial break, stick around. We're going to be right back.
You know, we do have a real semblance of sanity here. Let's keep it going, ladies and gentlemen.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Okay, welcome back and continue our discussion with James Farley about the dilemma that we're in from a medical care standpoint here in the United States. You are getting interesting comments every day from the liberals. Hillary Clinton has basically characterized on the record President Trump as being, quote-unquote, the death penalty. These are statements that, in my opinion, are absolutely irresponsible given the nature of our situation right now. Again, to repeat what I said in the last segment, we have to take Peggy Noonan's advice. We have to work together. That is what simply has to happen. James, how can we make that happen?
Well, I think that working together is, you know, we have common things that we know we need to do. We need to make it so that the cost of delivering care to the citizens of the U.S. is not crippling our businesses. The reason I gave the background in your earlier segment about how we got into this situation as a society is we forced employers into the healthcare business by having them underwrite through a tax credit scheme healthcare. And I would propose, in addition to moving to a Medicare Advantage public-private partnership, that we get the employers out of the healthcare business. That if we fund Medicare through a Medicare contribution tax, which is coming through a general employer tax, but it's a pass-through, that we eliminate the ERISA tax credits for employers, and you shift that money, and you can do it at a lesser amount because people are already contributing to Medicare. You have them contribute that proportionate amount back onto the Medicare side. So get employers out of the healthcare business. Give them that relief. Yes, they will not get the tax credits, but it's actually become too much of a burden for them anyway. Get them out of that business. That will help our help employers, and it will rebalance by taking out one whole segment out of this equation that compounds trying to solve it.
That's really interesting. You know, I think the solution for our politicians who have IQs somewhat above the average, one would hope, I think some of our listeners might question that, but the fact of the matter is, I think that if the two sides come to term, forget about the 2020 elections, forget about the 2018 elections, let's do what's good for the country. Nobody seems to be interested in that. Although I do have to say, as a personal opinion, I think the Republicans perhaps are interested in that. They are just admitting the problem that has been created of putting a system in place that simply is not viable from a fiscal standpoint. So would that solve the problem, James? We were talking about a single-payer system last Tuesday in our daily editorial. Is that part of what you're talking about?
Well, I think this public-private partnership is single-payer. It's essentially using Medicare and this Medicare model and infrastructure as a surrogate for single-payer, but it's adding on to it a private component. Because in our society kind of demands that we have a way to, if you will, buy up additional services and choices. The model that I'm suggesting here is actually not unique to the United States. It's what exists in Australia and other countries where they have this combined model. The difference is that the private side in, I'll pick on Australia, is not managed through insurance companies. It's actually a finance mechanism. So AXA and other similar kinds of financing companies tend to produce and manage and sell those products.
So you're talking basically about a two-tier system, as I would have to say a lot of amateur politicians, a lot of amateur political junkies would put it. And the first objection that I hear about this, and I just was brought up last night at a meeting that I attended, was when you have a system like that, the poor and downtrodden, as they put it, let's be a little less dramatic and say those people who cannot afford a portion of this thing are going to get medical care that is, in their opinion, inferior, and they're saying that's already happening in two-tier systems around the country. What are your comments on that?
The actual care that's delivered does not change who the provider is. And we confuse access to care with payment. If you can go to a doctor and because you've purchased a supplemental plan, it costs you $20, and it costs somebody who does not have a supplemental plan $50 to go and get that care. That doesn't mean that they don't have access to care. The quality you're going to this, you could go to the same provider, and it's not going to change the actual quality.
Now, to me, this sounds like a very viable and very common sense approach. Why hasn't it been brought up, James?
Well, it actually has. I think, to be honest with you, I think our society has not been ready for it. We also have many constituents who I haven't referenced who are motivated to keep the status quo. The healthcare segment of our economy is one of the biggest engines, not only for employment, but also the pharmaceutical industry, the health insurance industry, imaging, and other things are incented around maintaining a capital consumer-driven market and delivery system. And I would suspect that many of your listeners have investments in some of those companies and see the upside of it, but they're not incented to ultimately lower the cost of care. And I can give you a very specific example if that's helpful.
Do it.
So as you know, I help companies because I have a strong commitment to lowering the cost of care. I help companies that have transformational products, with their business strategy and get into market. One of the companies that I've been helping, Ascendant Diagnostics, that has a product that does breast cancer screening by taking a protein sample from your eye and putting it in a reader and telling you if you have breast cancer. It doesn't require a woman or a man to go in and have a mammogram. It doesn't require the investment in a mammography machine and people to actually do it. You can do it yourself. It is twice as accurate as a mammogram, and it is less than half the cost. Hmm. Yet our delivery system is set up in a way that it incents, meaning there is incentive for the system because they've invested in capital to have a patient come in and be seen to follow and the imaging industry to perpetuate the standard of care. So if the delivery system was actually being paid on a per member per month basis and incented to screen at a low cost, highly effective, high quality diagnostic, it would push, drive down the cost and improve in a measurable way the quality of care. There are many other examples like that where new technology and science would allow us to provide better care to a population of people, but not in our current economics.
You know, I think you always have to look, hope for, and try to identify breakthroughs like the one that you're talking about with the company that you are acting as an advisory member of the board. That's very important to realize. Again, I want to wrap this thing up. I want to wrap up KER Politics by just saying one thing, and that is, as Peggy Noonan said, for God's sakes, read her current editorial, whether you have the print version or the electronic version of the Wall Street Journal. You really need to read this editorial. As she says, we've got the 4th of July weekend coming up. 4th of July is when we celebrate what a great country we are living in. Right now, we still are living in a great country, but we are at a crossroads. As Peggy says, a Democrat needs to stand up and say, you know what? There are flaws in both systems. I'm here to say, let's work together and take those flaws and correct them. It's been really fun doing KER Politics this weekend. Have a great 4th of July.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.